time for Gary, but that's okay. Here we go with the message today. It's called Give. It's part of a little series called Count Your Blessings. How many were here last week for the message with the dollar bills and all that good stuff? Let's pop it up, Ray. Ray, here we go, buddy. Gonna count some blessings. Today's message is called Give. Isn't give part of thanksgiving? Or if we live, forgot that part, say thanks what? Giving. I think it's Thanks Day. Now, thanks what? Give. So we're gonna talk about giving today. But before you cut me off, if you know me very well, you'll know I don't browbeat or harp or guilt you into giving. Give because you love God. Give because you're cheerful. Give because you think you ought to give. Amen? Because God's blessed you. Because you live in this great country. Because He gave His Son for us. So many reasons. Amen? Because you have a job. Hallelujah. Amen? Come on. So, let's look at some of these blessings last week real fast. The $1 bill, one. He gave His what? One and only Son. I am what? The five. You have to get the message because I can't go over it again. But five. Five what? Loaves. So I am what? Fed. Each one of these had the scriptures with it. The idea was even if you don't have the Bible one day and you just got your little cash on you, you can pull it out and pull yourself out of depression. Amen? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Look at the one. Look at the five. Look at the ten. What's the ten? Ten what? I am what? I'm clean. I'm clean. Yeah, but this happened. Yeah, but you clean. Your sin's been washed away. Good gracious. Are you all right or what? Say, you've been declared righteous by God. The 20. The $20 bill, my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures, Revelation 23:20. Behold, I stand at the heart's door and knock. Jesus said, if any man open that door, I'll come into him and have supper with him. Or I have fellowship with him and he with me. So 20 knocks, I have what? Fellowship. And then that 50. I know a lot of y'all don't have these, but you can find one somewhere. 50. 50 what? It's funny how the money goes up and we think it's worth more. It really ain't. I mean, come on, guys. It's going to take wings and fly like the little bills do. Amen? Come on. But 50 measly bucks, a story in the Bible. You have to go back and read about it sometime. But I am what? Forgiven. Amen. And then finally, the $100 bill. If you ever come across one of those, amen, you might want to just keep one tucked in your billfold just in case you ever need some help right there. You got it and pull it out and go, look at this. He would leave the 100 sheep. He would leave the 99 and come after who? Me. Because I what? I matter to God. I matter to God. So count your blessings. That was last week's message. Today's message is on giving. 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 Okay? G-I-V-E. How can I move the indicator in my heart away from me and point it to who? See, I said it years ago, and I say it often, I haven't said it maybe lately, but giving is the true barometer of who you really are. How you use your money is a true barometer of who you are. You have to use money to do everything. Money is the one thing you need. Is that correct? Yes or no? I mean, to pay this, to do this, to give this, to send this, to do this, to whatever. That's how you function. Money. So it's no doubt the way you use your money is a true barometer. It's really the one barometer that you can see of who you really are. Well, I'm good. Well, just show me the money. How do you use your money? It's not about being rich. See, rich people can be meaner than a snake, not give, not love people. Poor people can be mean as a snake too. You understand? Say, not give, not love people. See, it's not about how much you got. It's about how much you do, what you do with what you have. Whatever it is, what you do with what you have. It's the true barometer of your heart. So how can I get that arrow away from me? It's all about me. And I can get it pointed to who? God. That's what we're talking about today. Let's roll with it, right? So today's message is a simple message called what? Now help me. If you're here for the first time, we do this. We use the big screen. Scriptures will come up. We talk back because it'll be good. You'll get it. Give. 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 Let's look at it. Here we go. Just going to take that word give. G-I-V-E. Last week we hung the message on the 1, the 5, the 10, the 20, the 50, and the 100. This week we're going to hang it on G-I-V-E. Say that with me. G-I. One more time. G-I-V-E. You can't, I mean, how hard is this message? It's called give. G-I-V-E. We're going to hang it right there. G-I-V-E. Got it? Say. So here we go. The G. And we're not going to do it all four at once. We're just going to do one at a time. Here we go. Talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about giving. We're talking about counting your blessings. Talking about giving. Give, G-I-V-E, the first thing in giving is this. Say it with me. Gratitude. 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 Why people don't give ain't because they don't have, it's because they don't have gratitude. Not because they don't have money. Listen, somebody got a dollar, you can give a dime. Is that right? Say. You got 100, you can give a 10. You see what I'm saying? You can give. You can give. It's not about, and you can get, you make excuses, but it's really about gratitude. Okay? And that's the most important thing. When we give, that's what's motivating me to give is my gratitude. Does that make any sense to anybody? So the most important thing in giving, the most important thing is not the amount. The most important thing is my gratitude. To who? To God. Let's look at that. Pop it up. We're to have an attitude of what? Okay, and we're just going to roll with it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was what? Yet for your sakes He became what? That you through His what? Poverty might be made what? Rich. Now, He gave His own life and shed His blood so that we could have eternal life. Amen? So, listen. So we're grateful to Him for what He's done. Now, be one of the what? How many remember the leper story last week? How many lepers were cleansed? Somebody guess. 10. How many said thank you? 1. Here's your skin rotting off your body. You're an outcast. You've just got the most horrific disease on earth. Okay? You're sitting there and your skin's just peeling off of you, rotting. And they get healed, but only one says thank you. Is that crazy or what? I believe that that is the math of our world today. I would say it's probably the math of the church. 1 out of 10. We're so preoccupied with who? Ourself. And we don't have that arrow pointed towards who? God. So we told the story. He entered a certain village. There met him 10 lepers, 10 men. They stood afar off. They were outcasts. Before he ever got to town, because they were out there. Leper colonies outside of the cities, and they lifted up their voices. They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Let me ask you this. How many have ever cried in this room for God's mercy? Can I see your hand? How many say, yes, He gave me that mercy? See what I'm saying? Let's be the one out of that 10. Amen? Say, let's be the one out of that 10. Amen? Come on. I'm going to be that one, Lord. When He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. It came to pass as they went, they were what? Can you imagine such a thing? Totally clean. They weren't rotting. The skin, the flesh wasn't rotting anymore off their bones. That's craziness. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice, he did what? Boy, that old arrow got off of him, didn't it? Say, woo, come on, right there. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave him what? There's that word gave. You see that word gave comes before what? He did what? Gave. And there's it giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not what? And then he made this incredible question. Say it with me. Where are the 9? Gratitude. What's the most important thing in this acrostic, G-I-V-E, that we're looking at today? What's the most important? Gratitude. Give, right there at the top. G, gratitude. Be grateful for what God has done for you, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus. You mean everything, Pastor? Everything. Be grateful to God. Give Him thanks. You'll never go wrong. I mean, people can be kooky. Well, I thank God for a parking place. Or I thank God for a fish I caught. Well, I thank God for a meal on my table. I thank God for French fries. I thank God for a milkshake. I thank God for whatever. You see how I eat, don't you? Anyway, give thanks what? Always. For everything. Why wouldn't I? When I can, say. I can be a grateful person. It's the best thing for my life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in what? Give what? You don't find too many scriptures like that in the Bible where it says in every single thing. You know what I'm saying? This is in everything. I mean, you know, this. Okay, class, here we go. How often should we give thanks? In what? Good answer. There it is. For this is the what? Say it with me. This is the will of people want to know. I want to know what God's will is. Here's God's will for your life. Give Him thanks. Say, amen. It's no wonder we don't know what God wants for our life when we're not giving Him gratitude. How do you feel when you do something for somebody? And they don't even recognize it. And they want, will you help me? Will you help me figure out my life? I'm like, no. Amen. Come on. God, come, it's the will of God for you to be thankful, for me to be thankful and give Him gratitude. So that's number one. The G is what? Second one is I. Invest. 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 Now, I'm not talking about stocks. I'm talking about you invest. You invest like God invests. Okay? Let's look at it. Here we go. Invest. Everything we have is whose? And a lot of us don't realize that, and it's okay. I didn't know that. I came to church. Are you kidding me? I thought the preacher wanted our last dollar. That's what I told Mama. These people are crazy. I'd never even met them. But as far as I was concerned, they're lunatics. Okay? And that's okay. I mean, that's where I was at. But the bottom line, I learned through the Scriptures, but I learned also because I got a brain. Did anybody make some air this morning? I hope not. I'm sorry. Here we go. We don't create air, do we, say? Come on. No, we don't. Come on. Let's see something else. We don't make it rain, do we? Come on. Let's get off that. Here we go. The point is, listen, everything we have is from God. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your what? I don't want to be my own. I'm a mess. Amen? Aren't you glad you're not your own? I'm glad I belong to Him. I'm glad He's taking care of me. I'm glad He loves me. I'm glad He provides for me. I'm glad it's not just up to me. Amen? Sure enough. For you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your what? Spirit, which are God's. James 1:17, a great verse to memorize. Every good gift, every one of them, and every perfect gift is from where? From above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Everything I have is because of Him. So I need to invest. Everything He's given me. I need to be wise. But I need to have a heart like God has. And I need to care for people. And we'll see that. So we're stewards and we're what? We're accountable to God. Luke 16. Jesus speaking. He said unto His disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had what? Wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? You give an account of your stewardship, for you may no longer steward or be a steward of mine. Gratitude and investing the things that God's give us for His kingdom, for His glory, for His good. Y'all hearing me or not? Say. Now you can do what you want. I'm not trying to be ugly, but the bottom line is, this is going to bless you. This is a blessing for you if you are a giver. Amen? It's a blessing to me to have built so far this facility debt-free for the glory of God. Everywhere I go, almost everywhere I go, I'll see people that say, hey, Pastor, saw the building. It looks great. A lady the other day said to me, she'd never seen me at all. I was at the hospital. She walked right up to me. She said, I went by the building. She said, it's breathtaking. That was her words, breathtaking. And then she followed it. I've never seen a church as beautiful as this. I don't even know the lady. And I could follow back with, well, you know we did it debt-free. She said, I know. I said, you know, debt-free usually means cruddy. It means you can't get it the way you want it. You can't do good things because you're squeezing so tight. I said, but we did it debt-free, but it seems like the opposite's happened to us. God's blessed us even more. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Investing, giving, it's a beautiful thing. Jesus goes on to say, he that's faithful in that which is what? It's faithful also in much. It's funny how people say, if I could just win the lottery. Yeah, but you can't deal with the $10 you got in your pocket. That's why most people that win the lottery go bankrupt or broke within a year or two. They're done. Why? Because they never learned how to manage and invest and give. But all of a sudden, nah, I'm rich, I'm good. No, you ain't. You're still stupid. Yeah, it's still the truth. It's the truth. Guys, giving starts with the little, with the little, with the little, with the little. And God's patient. He'll work with even people like me who had a bad attitude about giving. He'll work with people like crazy me. Mama said, "You're stingy, Gary. And I know, Mama, I am, because these people are crazy." But, oh, come on, son. And so, you know, you just work and work at it, and God will work with you. Okay? Giving. So he that's faithful in the least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the little, he's going to be unjust also in the what? Oh, the lot. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon or money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Guys, money's not the true riches down here. Love. Peace. Joy. Friendship and kindness. Amen? Aren't those the beautiful things of life? Say, we need money. There's got to be some bigger picture happening here. And that's what God's saying. Okay? If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your what? Own. No servant can serve two masters. Either he's going to hate the one, love the other. He'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and what? Money. Think about it. You're grateful. You're grateful for money, but you're not grateful to money, are you? Say. Do you pray? Thank you, money. Thank you, money, for sending your son to die for me. Thank you, money. Thank you for the money for giving me the word of God. Thank you, money, for giving me my wife. Well, money may have helped you get your wife, but she probably ain't going to stay with you. Okay? See, we're not grateful to money, but we're grateful to God for money. See how that works? I know it's elementary, but guys, if I had a problem with it, you probably might have a problem with it. So G-I-V, here we go. Gratitude, invest, value. Value. Value who? People. Give. Value people. Pop it up. People matter to who? And people should matter to who? Should matter to us. You probably thought, oh, give. He's going to talk about giving a lot of money to the church. I'm talking about giving to folk. Loving people. Showing them they matter. Caring for people. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. People matter to God. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is what? Lost. If He saved us and He's called us to be followers of Him and fishers of men, it just makes sense that I'm to seek and to save that which is lost. I'm to give. He gave His Son. I'm to give. Why? Because He gave. And everything I have is from Him anyway. The Lord's not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering to usward. He's not willing that who? Any should what? But that all should come to repentance. He cares for people. People matter to God. Do people matter to you? That's the question. Give. G, gratitude. I, invest. V, value people. The thief says, what's yours, I'll take. The selfish person says, what's mine ain't yours. The giver says, what's mine is a gift from God. I'll share it with you. Think that works or not? Yes or no? That's what you're doing here at Fellowship. You're giving and you're sharing and you're caring. Believe it or not, guys, we're building a multi-million-dollar facility on an incredible campus. And to be totally honest, it's for others. It's for others. Another word for the word pastor is the word steward. God's put me here to reach other people. You understand? What happens when someone passes away, Pastor? I love them. I'm going to miss them. My hope is that we've won them to Christ. They know the Lord. They're going to be with the Lord. Amen? But we're going to keep reaching out to who? Others. Others. So what we're doing is for who? Others. Do people matter to you? Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him what? Work. Working with his hands, the thing which is good. Why do we work? That you may have something so you can give to who? him that needs. Did you know that's part of the reason behind work?
No, I work for me. I work for my retirement. I work for this. I work. That's what I'm doing.
See, that error's on you. You ever think why you work is so you can give to others? It's so much more meaningful, guys. It's a beautiful thing. Amen? Somebody came up to me last week, not bragging, but they thrill my heart when they tell me things. They're helping somebody, and they're actually helping them in such a way. I mean, they would be impoverished, and they're helping them get on their feet. And it was a beautiful thing, and he was so overjoyed and happy that he could do this for this family. It's a beautiful thing. I loved it. Amen? Valuing people brings what? Purpose. Valuing people brings what? Purpose. Every man according as he what? Purposes in his heart, so let him what? You'll never give unless you mean to. You'll never really be a giver unless you have a desire to and a focus and want to. Okay? Valuing people and giving to people brings purpose in your life. So let him give. Not grudgingly, not of necessity, for God loves a what? Cheerful giver. And God's able to make all grace. This is a crazy scripture. God's able to make all grace abound toward you that you always have all sufficiency in everything and you may abound to every good work. God wants to take care of you. As you give, God's saying, I'm going to make grace abound to you. I'm going to take care of you. We don't give to get rich like the lying preachers tell us on TV. You listening to me? Yes or no? It's bull. It's not God. It's not God. You see, what you're doing is making that joker rich. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's what you're doing. Okay? It's not right. Okay? It is a truth, though, that when we give to others, God will give to us. I believe that with my whole heart. And still we have to use our brain. You know, you still got to buy your groceries. You still got to pay your light bill. But do you have a little extra to help somebody? Say. You understand? Don't be kooky. The last one is expect, and we're late. Expect to what? So give gratitude. I invest in, I've got to make the investments up to me to do this. Okay, God's giving me things. I've got to invest for Him. I've got to be a good steward. I've got to value people. And that's going to really help me as I give. And then I expect God to do what? Great things through my giving. Why wouldn't I believe that? Well, I gave to them and it ain't going to work. I try to help somebody and it's a terrible. No, people have, it happens in life. People screw you over and it just gets bad. I understand that. But if it's His and you do it for Him, amen, yes or no? You don't have to get bitter about it. Find somebody else to give to, amen? Use your brain. You might not give to them again. Amen? But seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I expect me and my family and others to be blessed when I give. And I don't want to go crazy on this verse, but why don't you see it? Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that you may be, there may be meat in my house. Prove me now, says the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open the windows of heaven and I'll pour out you a blessing. That there shall not be what? Room enough to receive it. Let's do a quick test. How many in this room feel like you've got way too much and you've been blessed way too much? Can I see your hand? So that's most of us. Is that correct? Say. How many just got too much mess? Can I see your hand? My hand's way up. My hand's too much mess. Too much mess. How many had too much mess, but you already got rid of it? See, some of you got smart before I ever got here, okay? So, not going to be room enough to receive it. Keep looking. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you what? For you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord. Has anybody ever seen your life as a believer, as a Christian, and they spoke to you and said, they might not have used the right words, they might not have said blessed, but they have just, they've complimented you. They've said, man, things are good in your life. You've got a good life, or you're blessed. Has anybody ever had somebody say that to you? See what I'm saying? So, expect a return. Expect when you give, the devil is going to be on the, he's going to be on the run. It's a great way to get rid of the devil, or to get him at least running. Get him running. Get him running.
get him running. Having a heart of gratitude for God. Investing, because everything comes from Him. Valuing people. I'm not saying you're not going to have some struggles, but don't be surprised if He ain't running after you. That's going to get turned. Maybe you're going to be running after Him. Amen? Say. My finances are going to what? Grow. There's nothing proven anywhere that says if you give, you're not going to be able to have more. That's crazy. The opposite's true. I think a person that gives, like my mama had nothing, but she looked for ways to pick up things by the road or do a rebate check. And before long in her life, my mama was one of the biggest givers I ever knew. She had nothing. She had a brain. Amen. She had a purpose. People need it. So it gave her focus. And she had plenty. Just think about it. And my neighbors are going to what? Not because I'm bragging. I gave so-and-so to the church. Hush. They hate that. Live your life through kindness and giving and caring. And they're going to know. Man, that family is blessed over there. That family, God's doing something. Somebody's doing something, even if they're not believers. Somebody's helping that family that's helping us. Amen? Did I lose you today? Hope not. So, where my heart is where my... I'm grateful to God. I'm an investor for God. I value people like God values people. And I expect a return for God. Amen? I expect good things. God's going to bless me. Give. That's what we've been talking about. We're done. Give. Say it with me. Give. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together. And what? Running. Well, stop. How many feel like in your life, honestly, you're just running over? Can I see your hand? God just blessed me, and I'm just running over. I believe that. That's how I feel. Shall men give into your... For with the same measure... Come on, don't quit on me. For with the same measure that you... It shall be unto you a... Is that the Bible? Sure it is. See, listen, we don't have to get crooked and kooky and nuts. Okay, put the Bible up here. Amen? Come on. Come on. This is the blessing of God. When you give, wow, great things are going to happen. Amen. I want Fellowship Church to always be a church of givers, people that give. You hear me? Yes or no? Here's something else I believe. You think, oh, we give. We're going to just attract all these people that won't. Well, good. We want people, right? Say. But I believe this. I believe givers attract other givers. I believe people that have a purpose to reach people, to help people, to give to people, I believe that word gets out, brother. Amen? And together, we can do a mighty thing for God. Amen? Come on, I got to hush. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Come on, for His Word. Amen! Thank you, Lord. You're good to us.